I'm Carol Hills, and it's The World. The Panama Papers have shed light on how celebrities and world leaders set up shell companies to stash their wealth, exploiting tax havens like the Cayman Islands. But you don't need a tropical island to hide your money. Take the case of Ricardo Teixeira. He's the former head of Brazil's National Soccer Federation, and he's embroiled in allegations of fraud and graft in the U.S. and Brazil. He also seems to be behind a shell company registered in Florida. Tim Padgett is the Americas editor at WLRN in Miami, and he's been investigating Teixeira.
In 2012, when Brazilian investigators and Swiss investigators, I should add, were closing in on him, Ricardo Teixeira fled Brazil in a hurry and suddenly showed up in Miami. It was widely believed that he had taken his allegedly corrupt tens of millions of dollars and brought them to Florida. What he did was he had his wife set up a shell company here in Florida. It was called Ochab Properties. And through that shell company, Teixeira was able to buy a $7.4 million mansion on a beautiful stretch of islands near Miami Beach called Sunset Islands.
Describe this place to us non-Floridians.
The Sunset Islands is home to superstar celebrities like Shakira. It is home to multi-million dollar mansions where you'll often find 68-foot yachts docked next to the homes. Teixeira himself had one of those. It's the kind of place where people like Ricardo Teixeira are looking to park questionable assets. That kind of shell company also helps them with taxes as well.
So you use the past tense when talking about Teixeira and his mansion in Sunset Islands. Where is he now?
Last year, when the U.S. started cracking down on soccer corruption, as you recall, Teixeira, I think, started getting wind that he himself was about to be indicted. So Ochab Properties hurriedly put that mansion on the block. They were trying to get about $12 million or so for it, but they only ended up getting $9 million. It was sold in September. And then, lo and behold, about 3 months later in December, Ricardo Teixeira was indicted by the U.S. government on racketeering charges. But by then, he had fled to Brazil with his now $9 million and other assets.
These shell companies are illegal, and now the U.S. is concerned with the abuse of them as a means to launder money. And I understand the Treasury Department has started a pilot program in Miami to address this. What are they doing?
The Treasury Department's Financial Crimes Unit, known as FinCEN, in January, it started a pilot program focused on Manhattan and Miami, which are really the two epicenters of this problem in the United States. And what they are doing is they are requiring certain title companies, companies that handle property title. And in Florida, those are often attorneys. It's requiring them to report what's known as the ultimate beneficiaries, people like Ricardo Teixeira, behind these shell companies that are being used to conceal not only their assets, but their identities. It'll be interesting to see how that works out. A lot of people feel that it's not a real substitution for actual legislation to require law firms to report the real beneficiaries of these shell companies.
In the Teixeira case, Ricardo Teixeira, he's now back in Brazil. What recourse does the U.S. have in going after him?
Not much. There is no real extradition apparatus set up right now to bring him back. And I think that's one of the things that frustrates U.S. investigators. I think they feel that had they been more certain that Ricardo Teixeira was the ultimate beneficiary of this property company set up to help him buy this mansion, perhaps they could have gone after him sooner and they could have frozen those assets before he was able to take them out of the United States again.
Tim Padgett is the Americas editor at WLRN in Miami. He's been looking into the use of shell companies in Miami. Thanks, Tim.
Thank you.